Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan on Apple products, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. That was an A.
Thank you.
That was an A.
Keep that up. We're going to make you more often.
Are you grading on a curve?
Nah, yeah, the curve on my stomach from eating all these cookies over here. Baskin and Phelps, Tom Withers is in today. I'm Andy Baskin. Good to be back with you after a couple days off. I'll be in again tomorrow. We've got a weird week. Dan, what are you in for the rest of the week here?
I'm with you tomorrow, and then holidays, here we come.
Same with us. And Tom, are you back again this week or no?
No, I'm back on the 30th, a week from today.
Back on the 30th. Okay. Yes. So we're getting ready, right? The press conferences are about to start with players in Berea.
If we have an ear to Zoom at this time, when someone hits the podium, we will let you know.
Okay, so we'll do that, and you'll have the opportunity to listen in on the press conferences we're waiting for. Shedeur Sanders, and I do think that there are legitimate conversations about Shedeur. I actually like the fact that we're in a conversation about a guy who could very well be your starting quarterback next season, and that you could, you know, replenish the holes that you have on this team with two first-round draft picks. You just got to hope you hit.
100%, Andy. You know, I'm glad we're at that point, too. Yeah. You know what? And early this year, I wasn't sure we were going to get to where we're at today, right? I didn't know that we would be thinking, okay, you know, it's gone better than I thought it would, to be perfectly honest. And I've seen enough progress each week that it makes me encouraged.
What is the as you go through the progression, what do you see? What do you like more that now than you didn't like in the beginning?
I like that he's taking layups. I like that he's taking what the defense is giving him. I do think there are times where he maybe instinctually goes to his first read and has his mind made up almost pre-snap. But that's the sign of a young player. They're throwing things at him that he's never seen before, Andy, right? They're disguising, you know, blitzes. They're disguising coverages. There's times where he doesn't know if they're in zone or man. And guess what? Welcome to the big leagues. That's how it is in the NFL. So, I like that. I like what he's done with it, you know, in scrambling the last couple of weeks, you know, picking up those plays with his legs. I had heard early on that, you know, he wasn't a real good athlete. I mean, he's obviously a good athlete, but he didn't necessarily have his dad's muscle twitch. And,
sure.
And I'm not sure many humans in the history of the planet have had Deion Sanders' skills, right? But I like the way he's moved the ball down the field. I mean, that opening drive last week, and I know we always kind of joke about how good the first 15 plays always are for the Browns. And
I don't know. I haven't seen anything that good in a while, though. I thought that was great.
Really good. great, well-designed plays.
Right.
Guys wide open. I mean, Fannin's wide open on the touchdown throw, right? You know, he's forced a couple balls here and there. The short throws, a couple of these have been batted down. He's going to have to learn that, especially playing in the NFL, you're going to have to change that arm angle, right? You're going to have to drop down to get that ball underneath Joey Bosa and instead of trying to throw it over his head. So there's some little nuances and some subtleties that he's going to have to grasp. But I think, you know, by and large, step by step, getting better.
I think every week he's getting you away from the fact that he was a fifth round pick. Like I think that's the important part here is that, you know, everyone that wants to slam him for doing stuff, and I could pull out stats to tell you that things aren't going well.
Sure.
But my eyes aren't telling me that. I think they're going in the right direction.
Agreed.
And so, you know, to watch him every week, I think is intriguing. I think it's entertaining TV. I think it's something that you can kind of hang your hat on to look forward to in the future. And I desperately want him to be the starting quarterback next year to start the season. Because again, it means you can take those two first round picks next year and draft for need and not for desperation of quarterback. I still think they will, if they keep Gabriel, maybe they won't. Do you think they'll draft another quarterback late even next year?
I think you have to.
Every year you should.
Yeah, I think you pretty much, I mean, especially this franchise, right? It's in search of one for 20 plus years now. I'm still not though. Andy, let me interrupt you for one second. Sure. So if they do have one of the top three picks, I think it's going to be fascinating. And again, we don't know who's going to be doing the evaluation and who's going to be making the pick, right?
Right.
I think if you come down to believing that Francisco Mendoza is a franchise quarterback, then you got to really think hard about passing on that guy, right?
Do you?
I don't know if he can.
I don't know that he is. I didn't get that feeling in the Big Ten championship game.
I like his toughness. I like his accuracy.
I get it.
I like the leadership qualities. I like a lot. You know,
could he be a winning quarterback in the NFL?
I like the size. Yeah. I think we
get so caught up on this franchise word. It is ridiculous.
I agree.
It's ridiculous.
We should spend a whole show on that. I think that's a fascinating concept.
Jeff and I, we've gone through this a bunch of times. So define franchise quarterback. Because there's only like five or six, maybe.
If that.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
And we're in constant. So what happens? We had Mike Florio on last week. He was just talking about, you know, the reality of this is you have a 1 in 32 chance of making it and winning the Super Bowl and having a parade. 1 in 32. Your odds are not good. They're not good at you winning the Super Bowl.
Everything has to break the right way.
Yes.
I mean, so much luck is involved.
You
got to
stay healthy. You've got to make sure that you make the right draft picks. You got to make sure you make the right free agent moves. And you still may make mistakes along the way. Right. And by the way, you may have a call go against you somewhere along the way. Yeah.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's going to be a flag that kills you.
So, in looking at next year, I would love it if Shadur was the starting quarterback next year. I would. Just because it means we're going in a direction. I just don't know.
And the good thing, too, sorry to interrupt, is that you positioned yourself in the event that you don't think that he is, you positioned yourself perfectly to be able to get that guy, right? Whoever he might be, whether it's Francisco Mendoza, Dante Moore, whoever the case may be.
I will say this, though. If they don't think he is... Unless they think Deshaun's going to be the starting quarterback next year, I don't kind of see him as the number two going into next season. And this is where I go back to the beginning. If he is not going to be your starter next year, then they probably should trade him.
Is he a trade asset? Yeah,
yes.
That's a good call.
Because especially, I mean, if you want to, now, if you want to talk about him being a fifth rounder, if you could get something better than a fifth rounder, then you kind of upgraded your draft. Now, I mean, I was listening to, and I don't, so there's a lot of times I don't agree with Ken when I'm listening to the morning show, but he was just talking about, you know, the reality of this is people were saying he was a first round overall pick in the beginning. And so I get people calling in and I'm like, but the whole league passed on him.
Yeah, that's
143 times.
But again, why did they pass on him though? Is it because of the way that he and his dad handled the pre-draft situation?
Is that worth 143 spots?
I don't know. I think it plays into it. I think it does to a degree. And I think, you know, if you're the Browns, you got to be also willing to handle all that comes with Shedeur Sanders. And there's enough there, right, beyond the football of it that you've got to consider.
Florio, when he was with us last week, gave the best explanation of anybody that I've heard when talking about why he went in the fifth round. And it was the way he interviewed with all these NFL teams rather than an interview like any of us would if we were walking into...
It was like he was being recruited.
Yeah, like he thought he was being recruited rather than interviewing for a job. And to me, that's the most logical answer for what happened.
And that's on his dad because he probably, you know, he that's not the way to go about it. And I know there's like a sense of entitlement to acting that way.
Right.
And that's going to rub people the wrong way. Whether, you know, you can go into it with all the confidence you want in the world, right? But unless, you know, if I'm going to sit down and interview with you, Andy,
yeah,
for a job opening, right?
Yeah.
I need to impress you. You don't have to impress me.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any New York attitude, your New York bias. You better get that out the window.
So he probably rubbed people the wrong way and then probably, you know, led to, and I'm sure people had also some qualms about, you know, whether or not had the physical gifts to be the quarterback, right?
Yes.
But to your previous question, I like the way he's read the field a little bit better over the last few weeks. I think there's progress there. I'm not an X's and O's guy. I don't break down the all 22 like a lot of people do, but those who do say he's seeing things better than he did, at least early on. You know, I'm still puzzled too about, you know, why he didn't get maybe more reps in camp, right? That's still a bit troubling to me.
You're saying in the beginning when it was Flacco and they knew that Flacco didn't need the reps?
Yeah. I mean, right? Then they gave him all to Dylan.
But then they come back with a patented answer. Well, this is the way we've always done it, and this is the way it's supposed to be.
And nobody else does it this way. But you're also the Cleveland Browns who are on this endless trek.
When he finally got out on the field and played in the second half of his first
Baltimore game,
right? Like, he was so excited in the press conference after just because he had got out on the field. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But I don't think the Browns helped him at all by not giving him any – like. You knew you had a rookie as your starting quarterback. You better make sure your number two is ready to go.
Yeah.
And those are the only two guys that could play quarterback that day. And I'm like, how could you not have given him at least 10% of the snaps during practices?
100% right.
Like that, to me, that was negligent on the Browns' part. I'm like, how can you put a rookie out there when you knew you had a rookie ahead of him? And I know that, you know, normal NFL protocol is the starter gets all the reps, the number two gets none. But not when you're in a scenario when you have two rookie quarterbacks. That's insane.
Is that an Andrew Berry decision? Is that a Kevin Stefanski decision?
Whatever it was, it was not smart.
I don't know. It was not smart.
Smart at all. You got to make sure that they've got some opportunity to run some plays and get out there and do some stuff. I just that didn't make any sense. Larry is in Twinsburg. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys. I love the show so much. You both are wonderful. Do a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Larry.
I kind of agree with Andy. Wouldn't it be so nice? What a relief it would be to have Shedeur next year start, not have to worry about that starting quarterback position and that. And, you know, how can you judge him, though, this year with such a bad offensive line and bad receivers and that? Like, that's an Andrew Berry problem, I think, because he didn't make any good in-season, you know, decisions. But that's a different topic. But wouldn't that be nice to have that relief? And then we could go draft some more offense for us to put behind him in that.
I agree with you, Andy. I also think, though, like in judging Dylan Gabriel, I felt the same way. Like he was out there, you know, in a gunfight with a knife, right? It felt like he didn't have the people surrounding him at the time either. So, and then, you know, I think what's fascinating as well is if we don't have the concussion, where are we, Andy? You know,
For sure. Yeah.
When was Shedeur going to even see the field?
I think they were heading towards him with Vegas.
I do too.
But
yeah, I do too.
I agree. When were they going to do that? So, Larry, thank you. Appreciate it. I missed. Sorry, Larry. Call back if you want. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
That was very rude of you. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay. That's how I ask questions in press conferences. Well, no, I was like, hey, see you later. Peace. Happy holidays. We're still standing by for Shedeur Sanders, right? Okay. I just want to make sure.
So people know they're Zooming today in Berea, if you didn't hear that already.
Yeah, why is that? I don't get what's going on.
It's a weird week. It's one of these holiday weeks where everything gets condensed and moved around. So today is Tuesday, but it's technically a Wednesday in Berea, and then tomorrow will be, a Thursday in Berea.
I'm just getting over the time change, man. You guys are killing me with all this. All right, let's come back. We should have his press conference when we return on the other side of the break. Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.